everybody. I'm John Lusty with Siemens Digital Industry Software, and with me here today is John Nixon. Say hello, John.
Hi, I'm John Nixon with Digital Industries Software.
So first we'll do is introduce ourselves. So as mentioned before, my name is John Lusty. I'm the industry lead for energy and utilities industry marketing at Siemens DISW. I live in Calgary, Alberta, and my background, I have over 25 years in the energy and utilities industry, about the first third, spending it in facilities, working in around steam and cooling water systems, and the last two thirds working with customers in the energy and utilities industry, helping them digitalize their plants. John, do you want to give a quick introduction to yourself?
Sure. I'm John Nixon. I'm with Digital Industry Software as well. I'm the lead for global strategy. Almost, I guess, 30 years in the industry, working in Eastern Europe, Central America, as well as China, and real excited about where we're taking Siemens DISW, Digital Industry Software, into the energy and utilities industry.
Excellent. So welcome, everybody, to our first podcast. We're going to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing with this digital energy podcast, the process that we want to follow, and what we wanted you to get out of it. So the reason that we're here today is we want to introduce our new Digital Lifecycle Excellence podcast series, which is going to have four short episodes of about 15 to 20 minutes each. The way that we want to do this is walk you through a process where we tell you a little bit about Siemens as a software company, because a lot of people don't realize that Siemens is a software company. We're actually a very significant size software company. We want to tell you a little bit about what our philosophy is on taking how we take a lifecycle approach to enterprise data management. We want to tell you a little bit about our accelerator platform. What does that mean? And then what is digital lifecycle excellence? Why are we talking about this today on today's podcast? And what is a digital thread? And what we want you to get out of this is to provide you with a better understanding of Siemens Digital Industry Software. What is our digital lifecycle excellence approach to data management to the energy and utilities? So let's take it from there. John, does that sound a good way to set this up?
That sounds great. I'm ready to go.
Perfect. So how are we going to do this? So most people are familiar with Siemens as a corporate entity. Most people know us as Siemens AG. Many people probably think of us as providing control systems and automation and major equipment like turbines, et cetera. But Siemens is actually a network of organizations. And John and I work for a company called Digital Industries. And within that, a business unit called Digital Industry Software. We're a multi-billion dollar organization, so a very, very large software company, but typically in the background. So a lot of the assets that we use in our facilities, the things that we use in our day-to-day lives, were actually produced, designed, optimized, perfected for manufacturing using Digital Industry Software. So, you know, we are a business unit of Siemens AG. John, do you want to talk a little bit about how we're divided into a group of eight industries?
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. So when you talk about energy and utilities as part of Digital Industries Software, there's about eight segments that are kind of aggregated together in energy. So we've got oil and gas production, pipelines and storage, for example. Power gen and utilities, that's kind of our energy segment, if you will. In the chemicals area, we also deal with refining chemicals and polymers. With materials, we look at glass, cement, rubber, and then, of course, upstream, you know, mining and metals. And then we also, within energy and utilities, touch on AEC, you know, architect, engineer, construct, that area of infrastructure, as well as water and wastewater.
Well, thanks, John. And I think some of the advantages we bring to energy and utilities customers that we're also exposed to other industries. We've got business units within our company, staffed by people like John and myself, been in the industry for decades, for around marine, aerospace and defense, high-tech semiconductors, automotive transport, aerospace, et cetera. So we really cover the gamut of industries. And each industry segment has certain strengths that it has learned over many, many years. For example, aerospace and defense, for obvious reasons, have developed deep expertise in verification management and making sure that requirements of what they're going to be producing perform as expected each time. And so we're very good at cross-pollinating industry groups and taking best practices and bringing them across. So in energy and utilities, for years, the industry operated under a focus on what's being used in the industry today. We didn't look to the left and right as much as we see today. Some of the dynamics of the industry in the last few years have really opened the industry's eyes to, hey, wait a sec, if some industries are doing change management better than we are, why don't we incorporate what they're doing here? Because at the end of the day, data behaves the same way across all these industries. So it makes our approach to the market unique, but it reduces the risk for the clients. And that's what people like. You know, our philosophy at Digital Industry Software is based on a life cycle approach to data management. Industries such as automotive transportation that produce discrete products, discrete assets that design them and decommission them. Kind of unlike what we do in energy and utilities, where our customers may operate facilities for decades. They're very, very long life. But at the same time, we've grown as a company to recognize the strength in capturing the data and documentation that supports from the initial conceptual design of a product or an asset or a project right through its entire life cycle, through design, through construction, through commissioning, handing over to operations, doing operations and maintenance, and the eventual decommissioning. So that life cycle approach is typically newer to the energy and utilities industry, but it provides a great model from an enterprise data management perspective in terms of how to manage your data. John, do you want to add it all to the life cycle discussion?
You're talking about a life cycle approach to energy and utilities. So if I look back at my pedigree, I worked for a pipeline maintenance company for many years. There was an event in 2010 that occurred. There was an explosion in Northern California in San Bruno that killed 8 people, caused billions of dollars worth of damage. It was a 30-inch natural gas line that ruptured within a neighborhood. The company I was with at the time, when we went and did a forensic analysis on the welds for that pipeline, we found that there was no life cycle associated with it. You couldn't validate the material condition that was used during the weld. You couldn't validate the weld procedure. The people that did the welds, was this a operator issue? Was it a material issue? How many other welds had been compromised? So very quickly in my career, looking at why life cycle is important, you want to maintain a life cycle from concept through operations so you prevent these kind of issues. You know, you're tracking the procedures, the data that's being gathered, the material quality and so forth as you go through the process of installation, assembly, construction, commissioning, and operations. And then just as important, if you do have issues, how do you quickly forensically go back through the life cycle of these assets to understand why you had an issue to prevent them from the future? So for me, life cycle has both a quality issue, it's got a safety issue, it has an environmental issue. And as you know, John Lusty, ESG, environmental sustainability and governance, or sometimes it's referred to as environmental, social and governance, are big issues right now. And I see this as a profound, distinct issue within energy, is to make sure that we have a life cycle from concept through operations to prevent and prescriptively address operations and maintenance. And then, as importantly, when we do have an issue, learn from it as we go forward.
I think what's interesting about that example, John, the San Bruno example and capital assets, if you look at the nature of business models that are involved in an asset like that, from the equipment OEMs, those that produce, whether it's a gas or liquids pipeline, then maybe they're producing compressors, maybe they're producing pumping stations, right down to the PLCs and the individual instruments. There's the equipment suppliers that supply a capital asset. You've got engineering companies, EPCs, engineer, procure, construct, that manage a project, that follow a company's specification, specify that project and design the facility or the pipeline and hand it over to the owner-operator. And then you've got the owner-operator that needs to manage that data for a long, potentially decades. So the tools that the different industry, different business models use are different depending on the task they're challenged to deliver on, whether it's mechanical CAD for somebody producing compressors, whether it's project execution systems for an EPC managing multidiscipline design groups to bring it all together on a project, to an owner-operator who is consuming all of that data and needs to organize it and make it available to their knowledge workers, to their engineering staff, to the maintenance staff, and make it available. So it really cries out for a way to be able to consolidate systems of systems and bring individual applications from this diverse network, bring all of the output, which has a high level of intrinsic value within that data, and consolidate it. And from a Siemens perspective, every industry, whether you're designing an aircraft carrier to a cogeneration plant, has similar problems. So as a result, Siemens has developed a tool set that we call Accelerator. And we talked a little bit about at the beginning on the Accelerator tool set, the ideal solutions that a customer would use to be able to manage all that data that needs to be highly comprehensive to allow them to do what they need to do. It needs to be open and flexible. You know, it has to support open standards so that information can flow from each discipline to each discipline and bridge the gaps between silos and eliminate the Excel spreadsheets that are currently filling those gaps and trap that value so it can't ultimately be reused by the owner operator. The Siemens platform is called Accelerator. It's a broad tool set. We don't need to get into that today. There's lots of information on the website, but they really are a tool set that support business operations depending on the industry and on the business model that a company is maintaining. So at the end of the day, whether you're an owner operator in the oil and gas industry or power generation, or you're designing turbines that are being sold into those industries, or you're an EPC, we want to be able to capture that output and make it available to the part of this equation that has the most complicated task, which is the owner operator. So Accelerator, the Siemens platform of solutions to deliver on that. And within that, in the Energy and Utilities Group, we've created digital threads. Digital threads are solution sets that work together comprehensively, flexibly, can be personalized in order to help customers, whether they're owner operators or OEMs, et cetera, allow them to deliver on their business model. So the first one that we've rolled out is Digital Lifecycle Excellence, which we talked a little bit about earlier. And Digital Lifecycle Excellence describes the life cycle approach to technical enterprise data management, providing business value that comes from consolidating information, validating information, making that information available to your knowledge workers so that it becomes the foundation of all future business requirements and supports assets. John talked about the need to deliver on our ESG challenges as an industry as we navigate energy transition, make that information available for workers on capital projects and to help navigate the crazy market volatility that we've been going through. John, you know, you spent a lot of time around major assets. I remember you telling me a story about where you had to manage massive amounts of, I think it was weld information that had to be consolidated. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Right. No, you know, what you're talking about is a very, let's say, day-to-day challenge that goes on with asset management. I mean, you've got people in the field, men and women are going in the field. They're visually inspecting assets as they perform. You're gathering that data. You've got sensor data that you're gathering as well. You've got an immense amount of data that's coming at you. How do you collect all of that? How do you manage all of that? How do you analyze all of that and determine where your trouble is? In the past, when I was in the field just a few years ago, we were still using 3-ring binders and paper to actually, you know, document what we had observed in the field. We might be doing a hydro test. We may be doing an X-ray. We may be doing ultrasonics. There's some kind of testing always going on in the field on operating assets. And then that data is recorded manually. So the demand to be able to drive and bring that data back and have the digital twin match the physical reality in the field is a very prominent challenge right now in the field. And so the beauty of what we've done with Accelerator, which is our way of communicating our entire suite of solutions to be able to gather that data, analyze that data, and prescriptively look at what should be done to mitigate issues, that's Accelerator, right, for us in energy. And when you look at digital lifecycle excellence, Mr. Lusty, if I can take two steps back, what is our species doing right now? We are decarbonizing our entire supply chain as a planet, right? There's no planet B, right? There's no plan B for this planet. So we're focusing on our consumption of oil and gas, how we process mined materials. Entire supply chains are looking at their carbon footprint, the waste they generate. You know, just as a quick heads up, you know, in the United States, 24% of all solid waste is produced from the construction industry. And I read a report the other day that said by 2024, 2.2 billion tons of solid waste will be generated in construction projects. And so that demands that as a species, we take a more detailed life cycle approach to how we're, you know, mining, refining, applying, and developing all of this infrastructure that keeps us moving forward as a species. That demands that we have digital life cycle excellence throughout the entire process. When you think about life cycle, you start with a concept and design. We need to design out of the development and the delivery in the field, all of this carbon, all of this waste. And then where we can't design all of that carbon and waste out of our efforts, when we get to construction, we minimize that carbon and waste development. We move into operations and maintenance, and now we optimize to, again, reduce our carbon, reduce our waste that's developed. You can't do that if you don't have a life cycle from concept through operations for that effort.
Excellent, John. I think it describes how the data that supports an organization has tremendous value. Yes, like every asset, it needs to be maintained, but it forms the foundation for all of the innovation challenges that businesses in this industry are going to have to manage in the years and the decades to come. And, you know, hey, a lot of them we don't have the answers to right now, but our knowledge workers armed with the correct tools and with all of the asset, all of that value that from inception, from cradle to grave, if you will, that, you know, end to end on the life cycle, we need to make that available to those knowledge workers so that they're best positioned to be able to solve these challenges, such as energy transition that you talked about.
And John, when you talk about knowledge workers, right, imagine, if you will, the current generation of workers that we're recruiting and bringing into this industry. They were raised on Xbox and PlayStation and iPhones. Their anticipation of the digital frontier that they'll find in the energy industry, the bar's been raised. And so the expectation is they're going to walk into an industry that needs to be at the level they were raised with. And so there's a certain life cycle view, a digital twin and a digital life cycle view on this industry that customers are for us and companies in this industry need to have to attract that talent. There was a construction company here in the Western Hemisphere that we've been talking to, and they actually told us, they said, we're having trouble attracting talent because they see, you know, working for us is like stepping back into a time machine 10 or 20 years. And so we've made big investments in advancing what our technology investments are at this company going forward to attract that talent. Construction's not seen like, for example, Silicon Valley in California. So the energy industry, think about what's going on, John. In the energy industry, we're seeing high priced, we're in the 90s now for crude oil, right? We're seeing growing demand in consumption. In Cushing, Oklahoma, the levels of oil storage are at an all-time low. So we're starting to see some serious constraint in this environment. At the same time, we're decarbonizing as a species. What does this do? This requires that, number one, if recruitment is becoming difficult, yet energy demands are increasing, and we're starting to see scarcity of commodities, it means we've got to make investments in digitalization. We have to make those investments because the bottom line is we've got to keep the lights on. We've got to keep our cars moving. That means we've got to have fuel, we've got to have electricity, and we're going to have to do it with a scarce environment for talent that screams digitalization. That means we've got to have a life cycle approach to how we address energy.
Well, and you have to have tools that are going to attract those users too, because like it or not, the industry is competing against the best in the business, the Googles, et cetera, right? So if we're going to attract those workers, you know, the workers that we need to replace retirees that are going to happen at an increasing rate until 2030 now, we need to be able to offer them the same tools that organizations like NASA and SpaceX are using, but we got to do it in oil and gas. So it's got to be interesting because maintaining the supply of energy is really about maintaining life. We can't do anything without energy. So it's incredibly important to our society as well as to our industry. So, John, I think we've probably run our course on this podcast. I think we wanted to keep it to about 20, 25 minutes. So why don't we wrap up? Just for everybody to review, what we wanted you to get from this podcast was get a better understanding of Siemens Digital Industry Software, what we're doing, what is the Digital Lifecycle Excellence approach to data management, energy and utilities, and why is it of value? Obviously, this is a pretty quick introduction, but we hope you found this interesting and useful and understand more than you did a few minutes ago about, you know, what we're doing at Siemens, what is Accelerator, and what is Digital Lifecycle Excellence. So for more information, check out the Digital Lifecycle Excellence webpage. You can find it at www.siemens.com/DLE. There you can learn more about by watching an on-demand webinar. You can download an ebook. You can look at an infographic on the subject or subjects related to that. You should also watch for our second podcast, where we'll be drilling into low-code application development and how it's being used today in energy and utility organizations. Also, feel free to connect with John Nixon and myself, John Lusty, on LinkedIn, as we're obviously passionate about what we're doing, and we'll help you wherever we can with the as you progress through your own digital journey and that of your enterprise. So, hey, John, thank you very much for joining us today. This has been a blast. And for everybody, there's three more podcasts coming where we're going to get more specific on new topics. Next one is requirements management. So we'd like to thank you for joining us today.